Mountainlands Director Scott Loomis said they're building 23 new units in Summit County this summer.
Right now we have 10 homes under our 12th group of self-help that are under construction in Francis. They started in May, and we have another 7 homes that we're going to start probably in July or August under this self-help program. And that's the program where a group of families get together with our construction supervisor and help build their own homes. They get a subsidized loan as low as 1%. So for those people that qualify, it's a wonderful homeownership opportunity. And we've completed about 80 homes under this program, and it's been extremely successful for the last 12 years.
He detailed some of the cost savings with the units.
These homes, their mortgages are about $240,000. And again, if they can qualify for about $150,000 or $160,000, they can qualify for $240,000. And they're appraised at over $280,000. So they've got quite a bit of equity with their hard work.
Yeah. Deed restricted, though?
No, not at all. Once they're built, they're market rate homes. So if the market goes up, they take advantage of that.
And where does the cheap interest come from?
It's subsidized by USDA Rural Development. They provide funds for us to conduct the program, as well as subsidized loans for the homeowners. And that's both a construction and a permanent loan.
The new residences also allow for some expansion.
And these homes in Francis will be two-story. They're 1,500 square feet downstairs and about 500 to 600 square feet unimproved upstairs. So they have room to expand, much like having a basement. And a lot of the homes we've built in the past have had basements, so that 1,500 square feet turns into 3,000 square feet. So as a family grows, they can expand into that. And these homes that we're building in its River Bluff subdivision, which very pretty setting, they're on half-acre lots, too, which are very good size. We were very fortunate to be able to obtain these lots.
The remaining 6 units, he said, are utilizing what's called the Crown Program.
When this subdivision was developed in Francis, we received 4 lots from the developer that were our affordable lots, and then they're doing the second phase right now, so there'll be another 2 lots. And on the 4 lots, we're going to build 4 homes under the Crown Program, which is a rent-to-own program. So tenants come in and they qualify income-wise, and they live in the home for 15 years, and they pay below market rents for that period of time. And then at the end of the 15-year period, they purchase the home for quite a bit less than its actual cost. Then the other 2 homes, we're going to use our community land trust model. These are deeded to us at no charge, so we'll build the home and basically sell the home at cost to with restrictions on it to 2 potential homeowners.
Loomis said the Housing Trust is busy with developments at all points of the Snyderville Basin, from Discovery near Pine Brook to Silver Creek Village at the junction of 40 and I-80 to Park City Heights near Quinn's Junction.
You know, unfortunately, these were approved 3 or 4 years ago, and we really thought there'd be some inventory available for people who are interested in home ownership now, but it's been difficult for the developers, and I know Park City Heights is at least working on their infrastructure now. Silver Creek Village, as I understand it, they're still trying to complete their development agreement. They had originally talked about getting in the ground this summer, but I don't think we're going to see anything till next year at the earliest on any of these developments.
Yeah, Silver Creek Village, while it is in Summit County, it's not in the Park City School District, right?
That's correct. Yeah, but it's a lot of units. It's 330 units total that will be affordable out of, and another 900 market rate units. It'll be a mix of condos and larger lots and smaller lots and various types of products. So I think it's going to open up a lot of opportunity to people that want to live in and around Park City.
Scott Loomis from Mountainlands Housing Trust. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.